You're listening to G-Mouth Urban Crystal.
And we're back. It's Thursday. It's Outlook with Paulette. And we're joined by Dr. Mike Pierce, MBE. From Southmead Hospital.
Southmead Project.
And we still have Leslie Mansell on, who's Equality and Diversity Officer at North Bristol NHS Trust. And we're joined by Judeline, who is a regular member of our panel. Now, Dr. Mike, is that okay to call you that?
I'm fine, whatever. Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
You're on the Southmead Project. It's been going for 20 years, and it's about survivors of child abuse, sexual abuse, physical
all
abuse.
All forms, yeah, absolutely.
All forms.
Domestic abuse, there's a hell of a lot of domestic abuse within that too.
You're active in research, and you work with parents and carers, do a little bit around self-harming or a lot around self-harming. We've just been hearing in the news, we've just had our What the Papers Say panel on, about the amount of child sexual abuse that is coming out now. We've just had the Savile problem, challenge, inquiry. Yeah. We've just had the MP, Mrs. Coffey's report that says that it's more or less rampant on the streets of Greater Manchester. And we had this morning Theresa May saying that it was actually a part of our culture now, and that mostly it was around cared for children. Now, you're dealing with that all the time, and it's actually quite horrific to think that it may be going on here in Bristol. So I'm asking you, is it?
Yes, without a doubt. I think there's still a case on currently where I remember a small, very small article in the Evening Post a while ago about something like 11 or 14 men who'd been taken in into custody. And I think the inquiry is still going on. I would like to know the outcome of that as well, personally. I didn't hear anything after that.
That's not right, is it? That you don't hear what's happening?
Well, I didn't ask to, in fairness to them. You know, it was reported, and albeit on a very small kind of scale in the Evening Post. But I would like to know it. I'm saying it now, mind you. So that might, we might see some response from that. But of course, it's going on in Bristol. It always has done. I'm a survivor myself, and I'm 69 now. So I pretty well know what it's about, really, from that part of it. Yes, and of course, like I say, it's going on, and it always has done. And unless, frankly, we do an awful lot more by way of making things safe for children at the start, places like the Southmead Project will continue to work with survivors.